One in two Australian men have had a mental health problem at some stage in their life. It's a ridiculous statistic. And statistics have also shown that men are far less likely than women to seek help. This week is Men's Health Week. It's a campaign that aims to open up the conversation around well-being for men across the nation. Xavier Eales knows firsthand just how hard it can be, speaking up about his own struggle with depression in his school captain's speech a few years ago. The video went viral on YouTube, hitting home for many an inspiring discussion around mental well-being. Xavier joins us now on the line to chat about what mental health can mean to young men. Xavier, thanks so much for your time this morning.
No worries, Tessa.
So your school captain's speech a few years ago, it pretty much went viral on YouTube for the way it resonated with an enormous number of people. No doubt it must have been really difficult to talk about something so personal like that. What motivated you to speak so openly about your struggle with mental health?
Well, it was difficult, but I did realise at the time that the unique platform that I was given meant that in some ways I almost had an obligation to use it for the better. I was in a very lucky position to have so many people who were listening to me on that day, and to have you know, these days an online platform where I could disseminate the video even further. And so I guess what motivated me was putting myself in my own shoes in about year eight, year nine, and thinking how much of an impact a school captain's speech had on me back when I was that age, and how I could have that same impact on someone younger than myself.
And in your speech, you spoke about how you detest seeing advertisements telling young men to reach out for help. What do you see as, I guess, the main inefficiencies here, and how can we do better to support young men?
Well, that comment, I think, was it was probably, I guess, sourced from quite a deep frustration at the time, given the intensity of what I was going through. Now that I'm super lucky to be on the other side of it, I probably think that it was a bit extreme, but nonetheless, it does remind me of just the depths that I was at. I guess I think that the main inefficiency personally is more of a cultural thing, which is tough, because cultural problems are the hardest ones to fix. But I certainly don't think I certainly think that more and more society, or at least in Australia, we're provided with the necessary resources to be able to seek help if we want to seek help. The problem is men's hesitance in seeking help in the first place. So I think what annoyed me about those advertisements was that they made it out as if it was easier. It's, you know, easier said than done to seek help, especially as a young kid, especially as a young boy, when most of the attention is on what rugby team you're in. Rather than let alone having a cry or telling anyone that you're struggling.
And you did mention that really fortunately you are on the other side of the situation. What were some of the most helpful, I guess, services and strategies that aided your recovery?
So certainly school counselling was the first step. But psychologists and psychiatrists generally, you forget that there's people out there who spend their whole university degrees studying conditions like this. You also forget that there's cures out there. And whilst the first remedy isn't always things like medication, that can certainly come down the line and it's certainly proven effective. It's a first instinct that when we have a headache, we try water first and then we might have a Nurofen. And I don't understand that why for something like depression, the response to that wouldn't be similar with trying behavioural remedies and then moving on to SSRIs, because there's methods out there for people to be able to cope with it, and they work remarkably well. And whilst you need supervision to try different types of medications and so on and so forth, I just found it remarkable that as soon as I seeked help, that there was so much out there for me that I just hadn't realised was there before I did seek help.
And so just before I do let you go, Xavier, if there's anybody out there who is going through their own mental health struggles or someone who knows somebody experiencing issues of their own, what would you say to those people?
I'd say that it's as simple as, and once again, easier said than done, but I guess you have to have faith in me on this one, it's as simple as writing out a message to someone who you're close to and, detailing all of the struggles that you're going through, because you don't necessarily have to send that message, right? And it's quite cathartic to write it in the first place. And then all you need to do is look at that message for a little while, and you just need half a second of motivation, half a second, a glimmer of hope to be able to hit enter. And even though you'll instantly regret it, it'll be the best decision you've ever made, because any true friend is one to take that seriously and hopefully you'll be on the path to recovery from there. I think it's particularly important given the last few weeks, the intensity of media coverage around high-profile losses like that of Kate Spade and that of Anthony Bourdain, that we don't forget that this doesn't discriminate, whether it is Men's Mental Health Week this week, but women suffer from this equally too. Minorities suffer from this particularly, and a whole bunch of groups in society, privileged and unprivileged alike, that we need to remember that everyone is afflicted by this and to look out for all.
Xavier, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
No worries. Thank you.
That was Xavier Eales on the importance of young men opening up and speaking about mental health. And of course, if this has raised any issues for you, or if you want to speak to someone, Lifeline is always available on 13 11 14. They do incredible work.